following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. As someone who dislikes sharing their thoughts and always saying, I don't know, this podcast is meant to showcase my opinions and my top 10 lists. Join me, DJ Opinion, as I talk about a new list every episode, ranging from my top 10 favorite songs to my top 10 fears. Welcome back to episode 4 of POV My Top 10. This week's episode is going to be about my top 10 favorite desserts. And it's kind of funny because I just got my wisdom teeth out, so I can't really eat many of these, but I just can't wait until I'm able to eat all these desserts once my gums have fully healed. Number 10 on my list is a Vietnamese cake dessert. It's called Bánh Bò Nướng, or the honeycomb cake. This cake is made with pandan extract and coconut milk. Pandan is a leaf that primarily grows in Southeast Asia and can be made into an extract that tastes similarly to coconut and vanilla. And pandan also gives the honeycomb cake the green color. It has a slightly chewy texture, sort of sweet, but sort of not at the same time. I really enjoy eating this whenever I go down to San Jose with my family, and we go to the Vietnamese stores and buy Vietnamese sandwiches. They will usually have these honeycomb cakes out for sale, along with other Vietnamese desserts. Number 9 on my list is something that I think everybody should have on their list of desserts, which is chocolate chip cookies. I really like the kind of chocolate chip cookies which are sort of crunchy on the outside but nice and soft on the inside, where you can just break apart and it'll just melt in your mouth when you bite into it. I especially love eating warm chocolate chip cookies, like right out of the oven after it's cooled for a bit. I like my chocolate chip cookies with a lot of chocolate chips in it, and the chunkier the chocolate, the better I think it is. Semi-sweet chocolates also I think work the best for these kinds of cookies. Not only are chocolate chip cookies easy to make, they taste amazing. They're really addicting. I could probably eat a whole bunch of them in one sitting, and they go amazing with milk. Chocolate chip cookies and milk, I think, are the best combinations ever. Number 8 on my list is matcha ice cream. I really like matcha ice cream because of its flavor and its texture. It's sort of creamy in a way. It's also kind of sweet, but also a little bit bitter. And I really like going to get matcha ice cream whenever I'm in Japantown. There's this little store that sells matcha flavored drinks, matcha flavored lattes, matcha ice cream, and I really like how it tastes really good during the summertime, the way it's cold and refreshing. It also has a bit of caffeine in it, so it can help you feel better, I guess, after a hot day. Matcha also contains antioxidants, which are healthy for you, but I'm not sure how healthy eating matcha ice cream every day is gonna be for you. But if I could, I definitely would try to eat matcha ice cream every day. Number 7 on my list is bingsu, a traditional Korean dessert that is typically made with frozen cream or frozen milk. It's shaved down into this sort of shaved ice into a bowl. It's usually topped with red bean, but can also be made with fruit and jelly and sometimes other syrups. I really like mango bingsu. The first time I had it was in the summertime, after coming back paintballing with my friends. It was really good, and we put a lot of condensed milk on top. I just dug into the whole thing, eating all the mango with the frozen cream and milk. It just tasted amazing to me, especially during the summertime. It kept me cool, and I can't wait for when it gets hot again and I can go back to this restaurant that we had, where we had the bingsu at. Number six on my list is a Vietnamese dessert called Jai Tai, or Vietnamese fruit cocktail. This dessert is really simple and easy to make. My mom and my aunt would make it whenever we would have big parties. You just need to buy canned fruit from the Asian market. We would buy coconut, canned jackfruit, canned lychee. We would also buy longan, or in English would be translated as dragon eye. And we also bought pandan jelly, which is this type of green jelly that tastes really good to me. It's my favorite part of this dessert. You could also use half and half or coconut milk. I really like coconut milk because I think it tastes a lot better. We just open up all the cans and rinse out some of the fruits that have the really sweet syrup in it, because this dessert is kind of sweet already. You don't need all of the syrup to make it sweet, but we usually reserve one can of syrup to put into the dessert. And we combine it all into one big jar or bowl and add ice and coconut milk. And I think it's a really great dessert for the summertime. I really miss this. I haven't had it in a while, probably since last summer, and I can't wait to eat it again. Number five on my list is apple crumble. Apple crumble is one of my favorite desserts because I just love the way when you bite into it, the crunchiness of the topping and the softness of the apple just mixes, and it just makes me so happy whenever I eat it. I don't know why, but I really like how sweet but a little sometimes tart the apples can be. I enjoy the flavors of the topping, where it's crunchy and it's filled with cinnamon. I really love the taste of cinnamon flavored desserts. I also like how my uncle makes his apple crumbles. It's really sweet, and the flavors on the top just make me want to eat more every time. I always get seconds whenever he makes it every holiday. I think that it tastes extremely amazing with a scoop of ice cream on the side, and I can't wait to have more apple crumble the next time he makes it. Number four on my list is mango pudding. I really enjoy mango pudding for the way it tastes. The rich and silkiness of it just makes me want more every time I eat it. It's definitely a really popular dessert at many Chinese restaurants and dim sum restaurants. I always have to have it after eating dim sum. I really like mango pudding with lots and lots of evaporated milk on top. I don't know why, but to me it just tastes better that way. I also like mango pudding when there's hints of mango chunks or cubes of mangoes in the pudding, because I just think it tastes so much better that way. I really like eating it on hot days too, because this is another dessert that can cool you down, and I think that it's just really good and everyone has to have it at least once in their life. Number three on my list, I don't know if many people really know about this, but it's egg waffles. Egg waffles originated in Hong Kong, and in Cantonese they're called gai dan chai, and these waffles are made to be shaped like little eggs, and usually you need a special pan that is in the mold of an egg shape, I guess, with many different circles in that one big pan. Egg waffles are really good. They're crispy on the outside, and once you bite into them, they're kind of hollow on the inside with this fluffy texture, and to me, it just tastes so good. I get so addicted every time I order one of these that I almost finish the whole thing by myself, but I usually have to share with my sister. I really like getting egg waffles every time I go out to get boba, because they usually sell egg waffles at boba shops. Or if I go to Chinatown, they have this one place that sells egg waffles, and they make them really good. Really crispy on the outside, and I don't know why, but it's just so addicting to eat. You should really try it if you haven't. Number two on my list is fried banana. In Southeast Asia, I believe that fried banana is a really popular dessert. In Thailand, it's usually served with ice cream or coconut ice cream. In the Philippines, I believe it's made with jackfruit. And in Vietnam, they use this type of banana that's sweet already, so you can just fry it up, and it tastes really good on its own. I really like eating fried banana with ice cream because I just think it just tastes really good that way. I really like the way it's crunchy on the outside, and when you bite in, there's the banana that's just sweet and soft, and it goes really well with ice cream. Personally, you eat a bite of the fried banana and eat a bite of ice cream, and it just mixes, and the sweetness of everything just tastes so good, and the crunchiness of the wrapper of the fried banana or the flour that is used, just, I don't know why, but it just tastes so good. Last but not least on my top 10 favorite dessert list is mango sticky rice. I know that I have a lot of mango desserts already said before, but this one will probably top them all because the way that the mangoes are sweet, they go really well with the hot or the warm sticky rice, and especially with coconut milk on top, the way the creamy coconut milk mixes with the warm sticky rice just is perfect to me. I really like eating this at Thai restaurants because it's a popular Southeast Asian dessert, and sticky rice is also a staple in Southeast Asia, which is why mango sticky rice is so popular in Southeast Asia. If you haven't tried it before, I really suggest that you go out and try this dessert because it's so good with the sticky rice and the mangoes just mixing the flavors. I don't know why, but it's just so good. And that's a wrap on this week's episode about my top 10 favorite desserts. I highly suggest that if you haven't tried any of these, you should really go out and try them. And join me next week as I'm going to be talking about my top 10 core memories.